America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Back live all over D.C. on 106.7 The Fan and in Richmond on AM 910 and FM 105.1. You can listen to us wherever you are, coast to coast, via the Odyssey app. You can watch us wherever you are online on our 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. You're locked into Grant and Danny, reminding you that for any of your needs as it pertains to a will, last will and testament, revocable trust, anything you and your family needs, the important grown-up documents, Kondori and Murat are your guys because they're our guys. We're traveling with them to the Link to watch the Eagles and the Commanders next Thursday. We went to Cincinnati with these guys. They're a great, great friend to this program, and they are the exclusive sponsors of our show. Go schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys today. Visit kmlawyers.com. Tell them that we sent you. They'll give you a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Right now on our guest hotline is former four-time Pro Bowler Ken Harvey, who back in 1996, when the then Redskins were last 7-2, that's right, that was the last time they were 7-2, was almost 30 years ago. Ken Harvey was on his way to a 9-sack season. Ken, thank you so much for the time. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you guys for having me on. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. We've been thinking a lot about that 1996 team this week. What with that having been the last time Washington was 7-2, when you think back about those first nine games and that 7-2 record, what comes to mind?
You know, having fun. We were a team that had a lot of characters, a lot of good personalities, and we were having fun.
As that group sort of came together, I mean, this was sort of in the start of that modern era of free agency, Ken, that we're now so used to with some of the roster turnover and the like. When did it start to feel that way, right? I mean, you know some of your teammates from years past, but there's always new guys. When did you start to feel, hey, you know what, this might be a little bit different going back to that year in 96?
Well, you know, it was new guys, but everybody was on the same page. Like, they mm-hmm. wanted to win, and they all had the personality that they wanted to contribute to being part of a winning team. And so I think that was the key. Nobody was there just trying to get a paycheck. It was more about I wanted to contribute to the history and to be a part of a winning team.
One of the other similarities, I think, Ken, about this team and that team is that both teams lost week one and then got hot. You guys lost to the Eagles in a close game, and then you ripped off seven consecutive wins. I mean, was there a point where you realized, like, wow, we could be really good? We could actually string together a winning streak that hasn't been that common around here in a little while? Or did it just kind of naturally happen?
You know, I think it naturally happened. I think probably the downside when we started losing was that we started thinking about it, thinking about the fact that we were winning. You know, sometimes you can get in your own way and start playing to not lose as opposed to playing to have fun and just win. And I think if you look at this team, it looks like everyone's having fun. Everyone's winning. It's not only the players, but it's the ownership and the management and everything they're doing as well, even getting new players on the team that they feel like contribute to the team. And the players look at it and say, they feel like they can contribute to the team winning. So So it's a positive message. And I think that was the biggest thing, and maybe our downfall was that we stopped playing to have fun and to have a victory. And we stopped playing more conservative, like we were scared to lose.
Ken Harvey with us here on G&D. How do they avoid those pitfalls that you were talking about there, Ken?
Well, you know what? I've watched a little film and see half of it's just the coaching. I mean, ultimately, it was the coaching. I think for on our side, we got a little tight in the coaching, and so we started trying to create stuff that we didn't have to create to be better, and think that we had to do more than we had to do instead of going out there and just having some fun. I think the players need to just go out and say, you know what, we're going to have a good time, although there's some areas that we need to step up in, and I think the coaches will play a key role in doing that. And then there's also some guys will step up because they want to be, you know, they know that they're part of something great right now. I think Jaden Daniels is you know, going to obviously be a key because he's such a great athlete and such a great performer with the team. I think with that, it's just, you know, it's all the little things that you don't see. The O-line is going to have to continue to block for him, and the receivers are going to have to continue to make the big plays. You're going to have to probably try to play as mistake-free when you're starting to play some of these tougher teams. You're going to have to play as mistake-free as possible, and then just realize, you know, just go out and have a good time.
Ken Harvey is with us on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. I was looking up on PFR today, just kind of that stretch run when you guys went 2-5 and finished 9-7. I didn't realize two losses in overtime. In fact, one of them was the first game I ever went to, which was at RFK Stadium when I believe Boomer Esiason threw for like 500 yards in an overtime win against Washington in November that year.
Don't mention that.
You know, that was the first game I ever been to in my life. It was the only time I ever went to RFK Stadium. And after that, I don't think I was at a game until 1999. And then haven't missed a home game since. But two overtime losses, I mean, if any of those other games, and there were so many close losses, go differently, you guys make the playoffs. It just, to me, there's a message there to, you know, this group, which is to say the margins, even when you have this record, even when you've gotten off to this start, are so small. You got to take advantage of every opportunity.
Yeah, that's just it. You take advantage of every opportunity. It's those little things, you know. Once something happens where if you lose a game, you can't start pointing the finger at each other. You can't start blaming, saying, well, offense is playing well, and defense needs to step up. It has to be collectively. The coaches have to show that. I think all that's a part of winning. And so with this team, from what I've seen, is that they believe in themselves, and belief is half the battle, right? You can be down and losing, and a good team's going to find a way to win. And I think there's enough belief with this team that, you know, we're going to find a way to win, and they're doing that. They're showing that. Even if it's only kicking field goals, they're figuring out how can we win this game, or Hail Mary pass, you know, whatever it takes to win, they're making it happen. And it's starting to just keep going on.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Ken Harvey with us here on Grant and Danny. And Ken, you kind of mentioned, you got alluded to this, but and Grant was talking about it as well, so many close losses. There's a one-point loss, a few one-score games, some overtime losses in there. And, you know, I don't want to say it snowballed, but maybe it sort of did to some degree. You guys weren't getting the breaks maybe you were in the first half of the season. What can coaches do, as you kind of alluded to sort of head that off at the pass, right? To say, hey, we've been fortunate here. We've had incredible, talking about this group now, they've had incredible turnover luck and good fortune. In fact, an unprecedented amount of that. Something bad may happen. Let's not let it beat us. How can coaches kind of counteract the inevitable swing into the pendulum?
So I mentioned it, and hopefully I'm not overkilling it, but it's just going out and having fun. Like, you know, if you look at a team when they start doing the prevent defense, usually it's not successful, you know, but they'll go out and try to do it because they're scared of losing what they have. You got to go out and just say, let's have some fun. I think the coaches, and from what I've seen in the locker room, you know, they have a fun. They like to enjoy each other. There's a difference between the personalities. With North Turner, he was kind of more, it was a lot less emotional as you know, Quinn is. And so I think it's going to be just go out, have a good time, pat each other on the back. You know, if a mistake happens, if you get a penalty, it's okay. Just figure out how not to do it again. And that's the big thing. You can't just really harp on the mistakes and be afraid of losing your great lead. You know, right now, 7-2, you just got to go out and say, okay, if we lose the next game, it's okay. We're going to go out and figure out how to win the next one after that.
28 years ago, the last time Washington was 7-2.
Yeah.
Ken Harvey was one of the best players on that team, talking about then Redskins. Ken, I want to get your thoughts on this year's group. In passing here, you've mentioned Jaden and some of the things you've seen. First, I'm curious, have you had any interactions with the new ownership? I know sometimes you're still around in the community. And what do you make of just what is a brand new day here with Dan Snyder out and Josh Harris and his group in?
Yeah, I like it. I mean, I've met some of the owners, not Josh as much, some of the other owners I've met, and from top to bottom, all of them believe in the history, the tradition. They believe in being good at what they're good at, but then getting out the way and letting those who are better at whatever they're trying to do that. And so I think you can see it here is that, you know, you can start pointing off examples, and people will later down the road, they'll look at it and say, well, you know what, they let the general manager be the general manager. You know what, instead of them flying back on away game, and they knew they had a game in Arizona, they had the team stay out there. It took a little extra money, but they're willing to pay it because they wanted the team to be well rested. The little things that they're doing to show that the players, that they really care about the team and that they want this team to win, is huge. And then they're not separating the masses. There's no haves and no have-nots. Everybody's an equal player. They just want the players to contribute to the team. They kind of got rid of everybody who maybe had beliefs like the old team and said, you know, you're a new team. Everybody's going to compete and everybody's going to have an equal chance to win. But if you're not going to do these things and you don't want to compete, we don't need you on the team. And they set that tone early on, is that if you're not going to be here and you're not going to work hard or buy into what we're selling, then we don't need you. We'll get somebody else.
Ken Harvey with us here on G&D. And Ken, you were such a good player, such a dynamic pass rusher, and so damn fast. I'm just wondering, as you watch these games, do you ever do that thing where you point at somebody who's doing something on the field and go, I used to do that? Like, is there anybody that reminds you of you right now on this current roster?
You know what, I pointed somebody and said, not that I used to do that, but I'll point at an offensive lineman and say, okay, you know what, this is why this guy could get beat. You know, if this was me on the other side, this is why that person could get beat. And I look at the speed or the hand movements or the second and third pass rush. And then you look at the whole team collectively, you know, because a lot of times it's not just one player. I became a good pass rusher because we had good coverage. And because we had good coverage and then we had good defensive players around me, where they had to maybe get double team or triple team, then that allows something open for me. So I think it's collectively, and I think that's what you're starting to see with this team, is collectively they're doing it. And defensively, each week you're starting to see them step up a little bit more in everything that they're doing.
Ken, there were obviously mobile quarterbacks and even some running quarterbacks that were rare. But in your day, you know, those guys existed too. But what do you make of Jaden Daniels as a rookie to have come in and played the way that he has and helped change the culture to the extent that he has already?
You know, it's amazing, one, but I think it won't be as amazing in future years. I think younger players are coming out expecting to be starters. Before it was like, you know, the mindset was you got to wait 2 or 3 years to get your chance to start and all that stuff. So now younger players are expecting to start. Technology is helping out a lot. I know, you know, they're using technology to help get visualized and to help with the training. So I know all that's a part of it. And then it's great to see a young quarterback that's not so full of himself, confident, you know, to a point of I'm good at what I'm good at, but is also like, you know what, I'm just trying to get out here and have some fun and win this game. And I think the players feed on that. And so it's exciting. And then they're doing a good job with just balancing everything else. You got a good running game to go along with the passing game. Quarterbacks that can run now, you know, it's hard to get them down, but now you adjust with getting linebackers that are fast and mobile and can chase quarterbacks down.
Ken, you played with a rookie QB here in town, and listen, I'm not trying to throw dirt on anybody, but it didn't go great, obviously, thinking back to 94 when you came here. What did you guys try to do to support that rookie quarterback? And you know, how patient can you afford to be for a group of veterans like yourself that were already really good and established in the league? How hard was that to sort of, you know, string him along or bring him along, knowing that, hopefully thinking, hey, this one day will bear fruit, even if it's not right now in the short term?
Well, that was kind of the hard thing, was that it was evident in practice at times that, you know, we weren't all on the same page. Defense wasn't on the same page, offense. We had some really hard practices, and we tried to make sure that we gave them a look. And so I think, you know, it's to get somebody going, it's about saying, I'm going to practice as hard as a game, so you'll have game experience in practice. Whether that's covering somebody, that's getting to the quarterback, him knowing what he's supposed to do. You know, it goes back to the whole beginning is the draft. And are you drafting a quarterback that fits what the team need? And I think back then it was trying to get players, but not necessarily, I don't know if we got all the right players to go. We had some, you know, I was looking at the film, and we had some beasts of players. Things were going well. But at moments, there were times where we just could have, I don't know, maybe did it, simplified it, or used a different scheme at times.
Ken Harvey on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. I saw a tweet I want to get your reaction to from Jeremy Reeves, the All-Pro special teamer who's been here the last several years. He tweeted after the game, "No lie, ending these games, dapping up and seeing how happy Santana, London Fletcher, Brian Mitchell are, is dope." He said, "These OGs are proud of us." Now, obviously, you played with, I think, B. Mitch of that group, but there's a lot of former players now that are around working on post-game, pre-game shows that they have just kind of in the building. And he was noticing that, you know, some of the former players are really taking pride and hopeful with kind of the way things are trending. Do you feel any of that pride at this point with how things are going?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's like you get a glimpse of the way it used to be, and I came in after they had won the Super Bowls, but the way it used to be, people wearing the shirts around, you know, not embarrassed to wear the shirt, you know, they're proud of it, their smiles on their faces, you know, it's a great feeling. And then to have the younger players show the respect that they acknowledge the history, they're not embarrassed of the history, they acknowledge it and want to do well for the history. It's not something that's a sales pitch or a marketing pitch. It's a feeling that the guys have. It's like they've watched the film and said, you know what, we need to play up to that level. So I think that's been the culture, and that's what everybody's kind of really pushed, is that you're not the team of the past. You're setting your own destiny, but there's nothing wrong with respecting the past as well.
Ken, this is really cool to catch up with you, man. Really appreciate it, and enjoy the rest of the season.
Hey, appreciate you guys, and thanks for having me on the show.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.